Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget everybody working on the third watch right now. And I'm talking about the truck drivers that are out there. I'm talking about the men and women, coast to coast, border to border. Thanks so very much for all that you're doing out there tonight. And also, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler the same way. And on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, we're going to go way out west to the old wild blue yonder, and out there in California, the land of fruit and nuts, but not where Kyle is, because he's got it all under control. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Okay, yeah, good morning, Captain.
Yeah, okay, let's let it get it out of the system. All right, yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, by the way, they all came out a little bit early, and, you know, this is the last call right now. They got 45 minutes for, well, 50 minutes, I guess, before everything shuts down, so last call for alcohol.
That's right. Get it while you can.
And by the way, the parking lot is full again tonight. I don't know what happened. The last couple of nights, it's been about half to two-thirds full right about now.
Yeah.
Tonight, it is jam-packed over there.
Well, maybe getting ready for the weekend.
Could be. Yeah. All right. Are you ready for the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we won't let you forget that one. Well, Kyle, some really good news last night. We're going to start with Texas and Governor Greg Abbott. He was going to have a summit. Remember, that was where we were at yesterday to discuss what Texas was going to do down along the border, because they weren't going to let the border to remain in the condition it was in.
Right.
So here's what they're doing. As of today, they're picking up building the wall where Trump left off at in Texas, and they're going to finish the rest of it in Texas, which is a really good sign that they'll have things under control in Texas, as far as at least where the wall is going to be.
Well, that's exactly right. And he was at that border summit in Del Rio, Texas, and saying that they're going to pick up building the border wall. And I'm sure, Captain, that this is going to cause all kinds of controversy in the Biden White House, and liberal commentators and Democrat Party elite and so forth. But this is a practical matter, and Governor Abbott is picking up the pieces and actually, I would actually say, picking up the ball and running with it.
You want to know something?
What's that?
I don't think he cares, number one, and I think that the people of Texas care more about getting it right.
Yes, exactly right. Yes. Because we know that the presence of such a barrier actually will curtail not only illegal immigration, and we can have all the debates in the world about that, but I think what everyone, especially the Democrat Party elite, they're just trying to really sidestep is the cartels, the human trafficking, the little children that are coming unaccompanied, and they don't seem to really care about that in the grand sense because it goes against their basic structure of wanting to continue illegal immigration.
Yeah, and also yesterday, Republican members of a bipartisan group are trying to forge a new deal to boost the U.S. infrastructure, reported a little bit of progress yesterday. What kind of progress did they report? Last I knew, they were kind of hung up at $1 trillion.
Well, right. It looks like the package coming out of this could be about $1.2 trillion. They've got a bipartisan group of about 10 senators, and they're getting to an agreed framework so far. They've got 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats. They're looking at it as being a realistic sort of compromise framework in order to go after fixing all the infrastructure needs and so forth. So that is some good news. We'll see how this pans out. So they say stay tuned because, you know, again, the Biden administration and the Democrats really want to go, you know, very far afield with this kind of thing as opposed to the practical matters of fixing the roads and bridges.
Well, we'll see, because a lot of times the money that they get is not necessarily going to go where they say it's going to go. And I think the Republicans were up around $500 or $550 billion dollars specifically earmarked to go to bridges and roads and the railroads. Because, you know, you got to remember this is all part of this. Railroads are part of the infrastructure, too. And some of the tracks out there, especially on the East Coast where they have the supposed high-speed trains.
Right.
They're just not safe.
Well, exactly right. And of course, at the core of this as well is going to be how do you pay for it? It's supposed to be going over some 5 years or so, maybe more. And, you know, the amount of taxes to be collected for this, to pay for it, I think is also going to have a major impact. And it's interesting, too, Captain, because you always find out about these things going over so many years. Of course, that typically will span administrations. And if you change administrations, well, everything could change, just like we saw with the Keystone XL pipeline.
Now, I'm going to just throw this out there, and we're going to discuss it more when we come back from the break, which we're headed for right about now. But Mitch McConnell, AOC, and Nancy Pelosi and some of the upper echelon leaders in the House of Representatives, Democrats that is, tore into the squad, tore into Tlaib, tore into Omar for her comments that she made. And folks, when we come back, more about that, because the Gilded Ones, the squad, they're in trouble right now. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. You're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
I will take it away, Kyle Warren. Thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, remember, Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen. I take one when I get up in the early afternoon or late morning, whatever the case might happen to be. I take another one around midnight before my show starts, and it works for me. And then once in a while, I have to take a third pack if I'm having discomfort with the swelling or something like that, pain or inflammation in my leg, which I'll give you a report on that here in a minute. But the fact of the matter is, the product that's in it, the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, are absolutely perfect for the problem that I have with the inflammation that I have and with the pain that I have, because this will lower or eliminate pain by going straight to the source. I've never seen anything quite like it. And it works. So I can tell you it works. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins that you need to have in your body anyway. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort, and gets you going to where you can start a healthy regimen and stay there. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's it, $19.95, 3-week quick start. You're in Lakeland, and away you go. After the 3 weeks, if you don't say anything, you're going to go on automatic delivery. If you do say something and say, well, it didn't work for me, thanks a lot, boom, boom, then you don't get any more. It's that simple. But I don't know, but maybe a handful of people, and I mean literally a handful of people, that have told me that it did not work for them. Most everybody that buys the product and goes through my website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, sends me an email back and tells me thank you very much, and that's what I hear the majority of the time, probably 99% of the time. So, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, The website, simply relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, did you see the email we got from our friend in Sacramento that's out on a road trip tonight?
I did, yes.
And what do you think?
Well, I think that sounds great. And we're so glad, by the way, when we hear from folks out there, it is really something.
Did you hear where he stopped?
Yes, he did. He stopped at a Flying J, and I hope I'm going to
Winnemucca,
pronounce it.
Winnemucca.
Winnemucca. That's right.
That's way out east. Well, it's not way out east. It's probably roughly 75, maybe 90 miles east of Reno, out in the middle of nowhere, really. But
mm-hmm.
That's where he stopped. And he said he went in there, and he said, the captain sent me, I've listened to a show, want a free cup of coffee, went in and said, yep, here you go, and gave him his free cup of coffee in Winnemucca, Nevada. So hello to our friends at the truck stop, the Flying J, out there in Winnemucca, Nevada. I've actually been to that truck stop a number of times, and I hope that our compadre enjoys his trip. And he told me, he says, sometime I got to come out there because he's coming to the Midwest, he told us, to the Midwest.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And he also gave us some more information on some road conditions, which we'll have in the Trucker Highway and Byway Report later.
Absolutely. And I'm going to go to the phone line here. Let me see. I think I know who this is. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. The bottom line is this. If you haven't figured out, if you're a Democrat, you have to hate America to vote Democrat. Okay, Joe Biden's over there in Sweden selling our country out. That's what he's doing. Donald Trump was America first, the American people first, jobs first. Okay, where are the black jobs? Where's that black? And first, they wanted to take credit for Donald Trump's economy. Then they get in there, they want to try and undo his economy. No, see, they're frauds. Okay, they're all Alyssa Milano. You know, shut up, you loser, okay? You don't even know what you're talking about. You have to hate, if you're a Democrat, just admit, look, when you get up in the morning, when you look in the mirror, just say to you, I hate America, because that's what you voted for over here, okay? It's a disaster. And what's the disgrace to my brothers from the Bronx, and there ain't no true ones left, okay? Is that a white person is shutting your state down and not letting you go to work while they're making millions and millions of dollars in this country where Martin Luther King said, free at last, free at last. It's a disgrace. Now stand up for yourself and our Lord and Savior. Let's get to work, peace.
All right. If he was talking about New York in the last shot there, New York has opened up.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, they have opened up, finally, thank goodness. The baseball stadium is going back to 100% capacity if it hasn't already. The football stadium over in Jersey, same thing, going back to 100% capacity if they haven't already. Things are looking better in that respect, but not everything is 100%. That may be what he's talking about, but the majority of it is, and they're moving a little bit at a time. Again, the blue states, a different scenario there. They're afraid of the liability. And some of these states, believe it or not, to open up wide open, including your California, they may have to change some of the liability insurance laws.
Yes, very much so. I think that is a overriding factor for a lot of businesses and commercial properties and so forth. On top of that, though, what we're seeing, though, Captain, I think is just the governor here in the state of California, for example, I think just doesn't want to let go of those emergency powers, and they continue on with, well, you can have this if you're vaccinated, but if you might have to have masks on for this and that, and we're not going to stop the emergency powers anytime soon. And so I think that is going to factor very heavily into how people feel about this recall, because California is trailing now, of course, I think, just about everybody else in actually getting these things lifted.
Okay, Nancy Pelosi and her leadership in the Congress of the United States, Democratic leadership, came out and forewarned Ilhan Omar for her discussion about the United States and about Hamas and about Israel, and warned her again that she was stepping very close to being over out of bounds, and she needed to lighten up on her conversation. And then right away, that other menagerie, if you will, Makita Tlaib in Michigan, opened up her mouth and jumped in there. And then the third one that jumped in the middle of it was AOC. And these people, they need to be taught a lesson once and for all. You got the Democratic leadership telling them, hey, stop trying to compare Israel to the terrorism that we see from a Hamas. It's not true. It's just not true. And then she brings the United States into it as well. These people need to be censured. And I do know that there was going to be another movement afoot to try to censure Omar from making any more comments like this. I don't know where it's going to go, but somebody needs to do something.
Well, right, and you got to wonder how bad does it have to be for Nancy Pelosi to have to come out and try to chastise Ilhan Omar.
Not good.
But not good, exactly. Well, and what the speaker said, she said they welcome a clarification, quote-unquote, by Congresswoman Omar that there is no moral equivalency between the U.S. and Israel and Hamas and the Taliban. And so, again, you know, and that's, I guess, using some diplomatic language, a clarification, when in reality, I think most people who are hearing Omar's statements, they don't need any clarification. They know exactly what she means. They get exactly the tone. They get exactly the meaning. And but this is a good example, Captain, of obviously when they've sort of played around with the squad for political reasons, thinking it was strengthening their position against Donald Trump, that suddenly now they find themselves at a real odds with people who are not for the way that we do things here in the United States and the very fact that the United States is a force for good in the world. And so Nancy Pelosi is now up to her eyeballs in it.
Well, she gave a clarification, but the clarification was more or less doubling down on what she said earlier.
Yes, exactly. Because, again, this shows how far apart they really are. And as we've talked about many times, Omar and Tlaib, you know, they didn't, and to a great extent, AOC, they didn't get elected to Congress or seek that in order to go do Congress things, like how does a bill become a law and stuff like that. You know, they got in there as a platform to send out all of their ideas and concepts about how bad the United States is. And it's just that obvious.
Yeah, and we'll just have to see where all of that goes. Well, you know, it's rather obvious now that Dr. Fauci chose big tech and China over the USA so he could make a lot of money, because apparently little Dr. Fauci has made not just millions, but billions of dollars off his actions in the last 15 years or so, ever since the AIDS epidemic, if you will, around the world, and now this.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, this. I think the more and more that we find out about Dr. Fauci, it's getting worse and worse. And, you know, it's not like it's, well, this is just all political. No, we're starting to see kind of a pattern here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, it is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Friday morning where I'm at. I hope it is where you're at. I'm just going to take a little peek real quick here at the weather map and see what's going on. We got a busy weather map tonight, I might add. And when we come back, we'll get into an advertising campaign that's going on out there about Facebook. Also, the Arizona audit. They're just about done with a hand recount. We'll see where that goes. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A bipartisan group has struck a tentative deal on the infrastructure package in Washington. Republican Senators Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, Portman, and Romney have joined together with five Democrats to announce they've made a compromise deal to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and energy systems. They said it would be fully paid for without raising taxes. Both houses would have to approve it, and the president would have to sign it. Even though the president is in England, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said he's watching what's going on.
He'll stay very engaged in this, even as he's on his first overseas trip.
Biden has announced the U.S. will donate 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to COVAX, which is the global immunization effort.
America will be the arsenal of vaccines in our fight against COVID-19, just as America was the arsenal of democracy during World War II.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Mark Walters will be on Sunday night with the big show, the really big show, Armed American Radio, all across the country on his 200-plus affiliates. Many of them are right here listening to me right now. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. And MyPillow, Mike Lindell, has entrusted me as making me one of his spokesmen to where I can tell you about what it is he's selling. And I appreciate that honor very much. So all you got to do with MyPillow is go over to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at what he has to offer. And where it says, "What enter your promo code is always going to be Captain, Captain. And that'll get you the special price. For example, the MyPillow premium pillows right now are at an all-time lowest price that they've ever been right now. They're $29.98. You save over $40 on those pillows. And I'll tell you what, you can't beat them. I got two of them. And all you got to do is give the product the promo code CAPTAIN to get that price. Same thing with the towel sets they have and some other different things going on. They have a lot of different things. You have to go to the website really to appreciate it. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 to find out more. But always use the promo code CAPTAIN to save you money. And you will. And Kyle, what do they say at MyPillow?
Well, folks, you go to MyPillow.com and you put in the promo code CAPTAIN to get those deep discounts and save yourself a lot of money.
And see, when you say that deep discounts, that's exactly what we're talking about. Because
yes,
if you don't have a promo code, you're not going to get the price.
Exactly right. And you can see right there on the website, what you're going to be able to do with the promo code. And it's going to be worth your while. All these different products, they are at deep discounted prices. And you can't beat them.
Yep. And, of course, Mike Lindell, you couldn't help a nicer guy out. patriotic, one of us. I like to call him one of us. And very soon he's going to be coming down here to Florida to do some sort of event somewhere with Donald Trump, was my understanding. And he's promised to come on the program when he comes down here. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. Now, here's one for you. A direct advertising campaign via email, via mail, via instant messaging is going on right now with the Facebook workers. In terms of keeping Donald Trump off their platform permanently. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and different advocacy groups, by the way. Some 30 are running full-page ads, for example, talking about Donald Trump being suspended and so forth. But this is what's happening, though, is there is a direct campaign going on to make sure that he stays suspended forever, basically.
But he's not suspended because he's still sending things out on Facebook. And by the way, Parler is his home area. That's where you can go personally and find that. He's still sending messages out on the Save America PAC Twitter feed. And you can follow that way. And by the way, they're also on Facebook.
That's right. That's right. And but again, you know, it's interesting, Captain, because, of course, even the announcement that came the other day, they made sure that it ran through the 2022 midterm elections. And it just really goes to show, they're sort of hiding behind this notion of, well, he's going to incite violence and all that kind of stuff. And that's not true, obviously. But they are concerned about somebody like Donald Trump being able to get a message out for people to take a hard look at what's happening with the Biden administration, with inflation, with the border crisis, with the Middle East on fire, with China on the rise and Russia on the move. It just keeps going and going, and they don't want that message out there.
What exactly is the squad doing every time they get out there and they just start digging? What are they doing? Are they not trying to incite something?
Well, what they're doing is they're trying to instill and give, and what happens is people then feel, and I hate to say this, because you have crackpots that feel justified when they hear stuff like that to say, oh yeah, America's bad, I feel justified in whatever actions I take, and that just is wrong-headed. And again, it's not about trying to make a more perfect union. It's not about trying to find common ground, which is typically the way American politics ultimately should work. In fact, nowadays, Captain, if you're someone who would seek common ground, well, then you're tossed aside because no, you have to be polarized. That's what the media and that's what the Democrat Party elite want us to be like.
Now, Arizona, the audit going on out there is right down to the final nitty-gritty. The hand recount is expected to end this week, probably this weekend.
Right, exactly right. And they're recounting some 2.1 million ballots that were cast. And, of course, when you do a hand recount, yes, you're going to be able to hopefully verify what was on the ballot. And, of course, but it does beg the question, though, some of these reports that we've had and very reliable reports, are these ballots legitimate? Were they mailed in the proper time? Were they signed? Were they verified? Those kinds of things. So that also is part of this equation.
Well, one of the listeners, who's one of my neighbors, came up to me yesterday and said, what if they do find a bunch of irregularities? Does that mean they're going to have the election over again? Or does Trump get to run again and we have another election? What happens? And I said, it's nothing like what you're thinking. And I can tell you, you've been listening to the Internet again with the people dreaming up stuff. The election is certified. Once it goes through the Congress and once it gets voted on and the Congress accepts the vote of the Electoral College, it's over. End of story. And once your state has certified the election results, it's over, end of story. But what we need to do is take the information and find out where the problems were, go back and fix them, and if people committed crimes, then we need to charge them with such.
Well, exactly right. It also puts the Democrat Party elite in the position of having to defend the indefensible. If it can be shown what happened in these different states or counties and so forth, they simply can't defend it. And people will say, oh, okay, well, that's right. Then we need to pass different laws or enforce the laws as they are. We have to verify things. We have to figure out if a computer made this ballot or if somebody filled it out with a pen or something, you know, this kind of stuff. We have to be able to do this to verify the integrity of our election.
Now, we're keeping our eyeballs on the two ships headed towards Venezuela. That's where we believe they're headed. One is a military escort ship. The other one is a large freighter, about the size of an aircraft carrier is what we're being told, almost that big, which is bringing not only the IRGC fast boats on the deck, but probably the ammunition for them, and maybe even some more ammunition for the rebels down there. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens as this gets closer and closer to becoming some sort of reality. But they're out in the Atlantic Ocean coming this way.
That's exactly right, Captain. And while those Iranian ships are coming this way, on Thursday, the Biden administration actually lifted some sanctions on three former Iranian government officials and also two Iranian companies that are part of their oil industry, was what's being seen as a conciliatory gesture going before getting back to the Iranian nuclear deal talks. So, what kind of mixed messages are we sending now?
Well,
yeah,
they're out of their mind. It did not work before. It's not going to work now. Iran is not going to play by the rules.
Well, of course not. And they're banking on the idea that the Biden administration is going to go soft on them, basically. This is really something. And I know, Captain, we're going to hear from a lot of members in the Arab world, many different countries that have already made peace with Israel. They are not going to be happy about the direction that this whole thing is going because they know that Iran is a major threat, and if it's able to, if they can't be contained, then it's going to not bode well for the future in the Middle East.
Now, you want to know what I'm seeing a lot of down here in Florida right now?
What's that?
U-Haul trucks.
Really? Well, coming into Florida.
Uh-huh. Yeah. they're backing up to some of the apartment complexes, the ones that have vacancies, the condos, the ones that have vacancies, the houses, the ones that are selling. But there seem to be a fair amount of them around. And people, in my opinion, are fleeing what's got to be only described as collapsed economies in the blue states, because they're telling me, some of the people, when I see them either in a grocery store or maybe they're in my neighborhood and I get a chance to say a few things to them, they're just saying, hey, there's no jobs up there. And people are just not able to, they can find work, but it's not paying them the kind of money they need to have.
Yes, very true. And also I think people are gravitating, Captain, to a place where they feel like they control their destiny, that they have the ability to seek opportunities, and that's what the American dream is all about.
Well, I told the one guy who said he felt like the Lone Ranger up there, he was a Republican in a very heavy Democratic district, he said he wanted to come down here to be with like-minded people, he just couldn't take it anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming right back. Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. Yep, we got some weather to talk about tonight. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J nearest you. Remember, stop on by, tell them you were listening to Captain's America, talk about them on the radio, and I told you, you get yourself a free cup of coffee if you pulled in there, and you will. You really, really, really will. So stop by and tell them the captain sent you at the Flying J and the pilot. Okay, here we go with a little something that we got queued up here, and this is an oldie but goodie, and I do mean an oldie but goodie, so get ready. little Wilson Pickett there bringing you in here. By the way, I wore a suit like what he used to wear there in this video thing here, Kyle. You know, with the thin tie and the suit that was down to just above your waist. You looked like you were a waiter.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah.
So when was this song done?
Well, that goes back to 1966. The album was called The Exciting Wilson Pickett.
Well, he was exciting, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's take a look at the weather because, boy, oh, boy, we got plenty to look at. And I'm gonna read the statement, then I'm going to turn Kyle loose. Dangerous flash flooding is likely once again today across very saturated sections of Arkansas and Mississippi from slow-moving and organized convective rainfall, and it's still raining in those areas, especially over in Mississippi tonight, northern Mississippi. Now, meanwhile, severe thunderstorms with all the hazards are likely across the northern and central plains today. And finally, widespread heat advisories are going to continue in the central half of the United States with the extreme fire damage out there in the central Rockies. So take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, you know, we've been tracking these excessive heat watches and warnings for several days in the Southwest, but it's going to get even hotter. We're going to see maybe temperatures at least 20 degrees above average are going to be possible throughout the Southwest over the next few days as the jet stream goes up north, and that means that the Southwest is going to start getting a lot hotter and starting to bake. So with that in mind, of course, we're going to take a look at some specifics. We do tonight up in Montana, by the way, we do have a severe thunderstorm watch. This is up near the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. If you're traveling east or west along U.S. Highway 2, you're going to be encountering this, and that'll carry on over into North Dakota as well. High wind watch outside of Billings, Montana, which goes south through eastern Wyoming all the way down through Cheyenne. That air quality alert we had in Denver is now shifted over along I-70 to the Grand Junction area, and looks like in the Las Vegas area, again, excessive heat warning all the way down through Phoenix, all the way down through parts of Southern California, east of San Diego, excessive heat warning there, and of course, out in the desert. In Nevada tonight, we do have a frost warning. If you're heading across I-80 and you're heading towards Elko, coming out of Winnemucca,
Battle Mountain,
that's right, you've got a frost, advisory there. And from our listener who checked in from Sacramento, was on his trip, he's let us know that as he came out of Lovelock, heading east out of Lovelock, there's about 10 miles where they're doing some road improvements. It's down to about one lane, and it looks like on the Nevada traffic advisories and so forth, yes, they've definitely got some stuff going on there. So be aware of that, because that can delay your trip perhaps any time, day or night, it would seem. So thanks so much to Paul for that. That is really helpful. We always love to hear from folks out on the road out there. And so that's kind of what's going on, except for up in the Pacific Northwest, Captains, we're tracking some of these things that are coming in. Seattle and Portland seeing rain on Friday, a little bit of a respite on Saturday, and back for about the next 3 days or so heading into next week.
Well, we've got some really rough weather tonight right now in North Dakota, South Dakota, halfway across the state from Montana and Wyoming in both states. We've got wind, we've got rain, we've got flash flood watches and warnings, we've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings in there, a little of everything, like I say, halfway across both North and South Dakota, on down into the western half of Nebraska along I-80. So I-80, I-90, I-94, you're going to have some interesting weather as you go across the states of North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska. Now, moving on down to Oklahoma, we've got a high excessive heat warning for most of the central part of Oklahoma. Same thing for Texas on down through Wichita Falls, down towards Midland, and over west Lubbock, and then over into New Mexico, Ruidoso, on down to the Mexican border down there, Fort Stockton and below. And then tonight, the rain is still there, and it's still raining hard along areas of I-20 tonight, especially in northern Mississippi and the easternmost part of Arkansas right now, just south of I-40. Now, this rain has been going on for the last 3 days. We were hearing about isolated pockets that were going to reach 10 to 15 inches of rain, and we're already there. We're already there. So you can only imagine what it might be like on some of the secondary roads. So if you're over there on one of the two lanes trying to take a shortcut or whatever up through the backwoods of Mississippi or even Arkansas, be careful. And I do mean be careful. Now, we've got some fog tonight up around Chicago, making a loop if you're going up towards Wisconsin. We do have a little bit of foul weather up there, up on the northernmost Wisconsin, northwest corner of Wisconsin up there, just before you go over into Minnesota tonight. I just checked out the weather in West Virginia and the northeastern corner of Kentucky and the mountains of Virginia. And you have got rain and flood watches and flood warnings there, especially through the mountains. Looks like we've got rain in the southern part of New Jersey, and some of that may move up towards Philadelphia as the day moves along, as well as Wilmington, Delaware. So there you go. And that's about what it looks like right now, Kyle. And again, we want to remind everybody, if you're out there in the highways and byways, we pull on into the Publix or the Flying J truck stop, largest truck stop chain in the country. Get yourself some fuel. Become a member of the Drivers Club, of course, because you'll save money in the long run on that. You'll get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you get in the store. And, Kyle, I don't think I can make it any plainer than that, can I?
Well, no, not at all. Of course, if you pull into the Pilot or Flying J folks and you tell them that you're listening to the Captain's America, you'll get that free cup of coffee, and we'll think that you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee that you can find on the interstate. And, of course, all of the food choices, Captain, are really something.
Yep.
That people will pull in, and they might find a Wendy's, maybe a Denny's. How about this, a Subway or the Cinnabon? That's also one of my favorites as well. Moe's Southwest Grill, Huddle House. Maybe a Chester's Chicken, a DQ, and I think in some places, don't they have the Dunkin' Donuts as well?
Uh-huh.
Yes, exactly.
Up in the Northeast.
In the Northeast, that's
yep.
Right.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to be coming right back after the top of your news, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills, and you get a chance to hear the latest newscast out there. And then we'll be back right after that. Kyle Warren, the captain here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.